One of my, the hats I wear, I'm an attorney, but I've also been a real estate broker. I had a front row seat on all the things that happened from, say, like 1999, the improvement of the real estate market, watching it turn into school of mania, and watching really our second phony collateral crisis in 25 years, in a generation, right? Because that's what underneath all the derivatives and everything. It's all, whether you call it, looking at it at the, you know, the house appraisals, up to the derivatives, it's all phony collateral, yep. Right? So, now, one of the things you do in real estate to help people go from the house they have into the house that they want is sometimes you can't get the house sold, right? So they can't get, but their mortgage is conditional on selling that house first. But their new house is ready. Everything called bridge lending. This is a great thing for the federal government to do to help states cut their budgets, to help states solve these problems. If the state needs a bridge loan to help reform its pension system, we need to do that. If a state needs a bridge loan to help regionalize, we need to do that. There are going to be a lot of deals can't happen because you get to that moment in time where budgets don't align or the funds aren't there. The federal government has that power to do that. So the federal government is a terrific tool to help us do things that actually save money.